Iowa Democrat Renee Hartman wins special election, prevents GOP supermajority in state Senate. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 31, 2025. Democrat Renee Hartman claimed a victory in a special election for Iowa's state Senate District 16 after she defeated her Republican opponent Lucas Lofton on Tuesday. Hartman's win denies Republicans a two-thirds majority in the upper chamber, which would have given them the power to override a governor's veto, according to The Hill. Her victory denies Republicans a two-thirds majority in the upper chamber, which would have given them the power to override a governor's veto, call for special sessions and approve a governor's appointees on a party-line vote. With Hartman's win, Iowa Democrats are closing out the year strong. Back in January, Democrat Mike Zimmer flipped an Iowa State Senate district that had overwhelmingly voted for Trump in 2024. And in August, Democrat Katalin Drey flipped another open state Senate seat, breaking the GOP supermajority. Hartman's win comes months after Katalin Drey, a Democrat from Sioux City, won a special election for Iowa's state Senate District 1 in August with about 55% of the vote, Breitbart News reported. As a result of Drey's victory, Iowa Democrats held 17 seats in the 50-member Iowa Senate, compared with 33 for Republicans. Breitbart News's Jasmine Jordan wrote. With Drey's victory, Democrat now holds 17 seats in the 50-member Iowa Senate, compared with 33 for Republicans. The result breaks the GOP's two-thirds supermajority, which had allowed Republicans to approve certain nominations and measures without Democratic support. Going forward, Republican leadership will need at least one Democratic senator to confirm appointments to state boards, commissions, and agencies. In response to Hartman's win, Iowa Senate Democratic leader Janice Weiner issued a statement stating that Hartman made history with her win. Congratulations to State Senator-elect Renee Hartman on her overwhelming victory in today's election. She has made history, Weiner said. And it's clear the voters responded positively to Renee's strong campaign that showcased her leadership qualities and record of achievement as a member of the West Des Moines City Council. With this win in SD16, Iowa Senate Democrats are 3-for-3 in special elections to the Iowa State Senate in 2025, Weiner added. We flipped two seats, held a third, and broken the GOP supermajority.